When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream and the fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and there's some, you know, great stories and videos and all that good stuff that I post about animals all the time. And, oh, man, am I getting an education on that Facebook stuff, because I have trouble. It's kind of like maybe what I'm going through on Facebook is similar to what a lot of the country is going through, because I have trouble knowing what's real. I'm really thrown off by this AI stuff, and I'm getting so fooled by these some of these incredible videos of animals doing all kinds of cool stuff, and, you know, and then I have to find out that it's not real. So anyway, that's where I'm starting this morning. And at any rate, because there's a recent post just from a couple of days that I thought, oh, I'd like this to be real. I posted, of course, Shay, who's the one, the Facebook police that tells me when it's AI. So I'm really working hard now at not posting stuff that isn't true. Anyway, it is, well, gosh. It is the second Sunday of the month, but we have switched up the schedule this month. And so it is, today is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha Venter. And we're zooming in today and keeping everything running. And I almost said as usual. It kind of is almost as usual these days, because David Brown is back. And in the saddle, well, of course, you've been here for a while because Nathan is still in the Philippines. But good morning, David. Welcome to Animal World again.
Well, I thank you, and a good morning to you as well.
And I have to say that there's already a little celebration going on in the studio. David is all decked out let's get everybody in here before I get sidetracked on all the things we get to talk about today. Because I told you it is a Natasha Sunday with me. And so, of course, Natasha Venter is here. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
And Natasha is our medium, communicator, personal reading, and general just psychic person here. And anyway,
we've come through a ride, haven't we?
yes. And we have open phone lines today and would love to hear from you if you have questions for me, behavior training and healing questions, or you want to talk about anything related to animals and all that sort of stuff. And if you have questions for Natasha, want to check with any of your loved ones on the other side, furry friends and humans, or want to know about something going on in your life now or with your animal friends, she's here. Take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And then next week, we will do this week. So next week will be our healing show with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Anyway, so that's the drill. We are Natasha and me today. And so then let's get back to, my goodness, there's a lot of stuff. Because there's a lot of stuff going on just today. But we might as well start with the all-dressed-up guy in the studio. Because he got all new clothes. And now normally, because you guys can't see us. Oh, and I was going to say, just looking out the window, I don't know what it's looking
dark.
Like. It is a dark, cloudy,
dark,
rainy day today. Well, now just in the 5 minutes we've been on and I've been talking, it has lightened up considerably outside my window. Oh, the sky has anyway, because it was almost still like dark.
Yeah, it was dark.
I mean, it's
dark.
Strange. So now I've just got drizzly rain going on and it's dark. Natasha, you're saying same things going on in the Skagit Valley. And David, same thing going down in the Bellevue area?
Yeah, pretty much just dark and looking very dreary at the moment.
All right. Well, countering that, that must be the balance for the day. Is David looking very bright? Because, of course, I don't know where you all were on Friday evening, but I think the majority of us were at somewhere listening to the Mariners, either watching or listening. I would have my regular, day in Seattle, and so the game, started what at 5-something on Friday. And so the best I could do was listen on the radio in my car or listen on my phone if I was out of my car and in appointments and that sort of thing. And so that's what I was doing. But, I wasn't able to watch, but I was able to listen on and off. And, gosh, and I did all my stuff and I figured that the game would be over by the time I got home. But it went on and on and on.
Congratulations to the Mariners.
And hey, hey, hey. Oh, and
may the magic continue.
Yes, yes. I mean, it was something. So I did all my stuff. I had to do a Costco run on the way home. So I'm walking through Costco with my phone on and then everybody's hanging with me because I've got the game on my phone and I don't have earphones. So it's just playing. And I picked up to go order on the way home and they've got it on their TV screen in the little restaurant and all that. And I didn't get home till after 9 o'clock Friday. So I was really, really late. But the game's still going on, so I had to run in the house and then, flip on the TV. And as I was getting landed and stuff done, so I got to watch, the last hour or so because, my gosh, they're saying it was the game of the century in baseball. I mean, and there's never been anything like it. It was a record breaker all over the place.
It was a record breaker for a clinching game.
For a clinching game, yeah. And 15 innings?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
I was in the studio here Friday night, and at some point, I just couldn't bear to even follow it because I'm like, I'm stressing out. I can't follow this anymore.
I know. That's really hard. And then I think, okay, if they do better when I don't watch.
Same here.
So I think we all blame ourselves. Oh, it's my fault because I was watching and rooting too hard. But anyway, so it's funny.
And I was saying, we're worthy of winning. We're worthy of winning. We are worthy of winning. Sometimes people don't believe that they're worthy of something. So I was like, we're worthy of winning.
I think people pray more during sport events than probably any other time in their life. But anyway, so David, you have a brand new great Mariners t-shirt, division champs t-shirt on.
Yes, I've got the AL West division champ shirt on, and then I have my jersey, which I got, way back in April when Jessica and I went to Central Washington University night at the Mariners. That's why it's themed in Central colors.
All right.
And it has the Central patch on the side. There it is.
All right.
Oh, wrong side. There it is.
And then at first I almost didn't recognize David when I zoomed in because he's always wearing a hat. And but today he's hatless.
Yep.
But that's apparently because he just had a new shave job on his head.
Yes.
And now we learned something today. Well, I'm going to share it with you. I learned something today. He only wears the hat when he gets shaggy on his head. And so he's apparently always shaggy when he does Animal World, except for today. Maybe is this in celebration of the Mariners or something, but you got your head cleaned up so we get to see it?
Yeah, and of course, don't forget, we got to celebrate another Central Washington University football victory from last night.
Oh, I don't know about that. I know about some of the other stuff that happened, but so Central Washington's doing well and they won?
Yes, they won. This time it was only 27-14. They only scored 27 points this time.
Oh, Natasha, what was the score last week?
Well, the two previous scores were 58-7, and the one before that was 91-31.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this 91 points in football doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So Central is, anyway, crazy stuff. Yeah, so we might as well cover the sports bases while we're at it here. So we have the Mariners, so David, what, they won Friday night. The series, and it was the best 3 out of 5.
Yeah, right? It was a best of 5 series, which they won 3-2.
So now they've gone off to Toronto because they're playing the Toronto Blue Jays later today.
Yes, that is a best of 7 series. So game
one. That's what I was going to ask you. Okay, it's best of 7 this time. So this time means we got to win 4.
Yes, got to win 4 to advance.
So let's see. So if on the best of 7 series, I've forgotten how it works. How many games do they play at Toronto? Because they must have the home field advantage.
Yeah, it's
right?
What we call the 2-3-2 format. The first 2 games are in Toronto.
Okay.
The next 3 will be here in Seattle. And the advantage is the last 2 are in Toronto. That's why they have the advantage.
Okay, so they get to play at home, the 2 to start, the 2 to end, and the 3 here will be in the middle.
Yes.
Okay.
So we just got to hope for at least a split in Toronto, at least a split.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
That would be great. Well, you know, obviously the Mariners are on a roll because they won, and you know, the Friday night game. And I got to thinking about it afterwards. I think I was talking to somebody yesterday about it. And it was like, after those 15 innings, I don't even want to imagine what it would have been like if they had lost.
Oh, God.
We worked so hard for 5+ hours on that game. Oh my God. I'm just so glad that they pulled it out and they won. I just can't imagine it have going the other way. And, you know, it was too bad for Detroit. Somebody had to lose. And so that was the Tigers, but at least they were away and all of that. But I mean, gosh, that would just be such a deflating feeling to go all that length of time. But they pulled it out.
Yes, they did.
And we are worthy of going further. We are worthy of going further.
All right,
we deserve to go further.
But remember, as much as we love the Mariners, we got to send a little love down to Jacksonville, where the Seahawks are and kicking off
in
45 minutes.
Well, that's going to be the next thing, because the Seahawks are playing today also.
Mm-hmm.
But they play this morning, so
yes.
We'll just have to pay a little bit of attention. They start at 10, I think, this morning. And they're playing in Jacksonville. They're playing the Jaguars.
Yeah, which I'm not holding my breath because Jacksonville did beat Kansas City Monday night. So I'm not holding my breath on that one.
I was bummed
about it. I like Kansas City myself. I've liked Kansas City since I was a kid.
Kansas City has it does have an interesting energy. It has a strong energy to it.
It has a swift energy. Get it? Swift energy.
I was going to say,
And it's not because of that. I mean, even as a kid, when they were losers, they lost. Yeah. They were worse than the Seahawks back in the day. And so I was even their fan even then. But not because of them being, it was just there's something about them that I just.
See, that's interesting. See, as a kid, I had the same thing, but the other team that I was drawn to was Oakland, the Raiders. And I don't know why. So you were Kansas City. Now, Kansas City has always been a Seahawk rival, so it's not been high on my list. And I'm not a Swiftie.
I don't know why.
I'm not a Swiftie, but since Taylor, you know, since Travis and Taylor – I'm totally into that. I mean, I think that's the best good news we have going on around, and I'd love to hear their story. So, you know, I like Kansas now just because I'm sort of becoming a Swiftie, and I really like them. But anyway, so we've got the Seahawks this morning in Jacksonville, and then we've got the Mariners. The big game of the day is and what's with these start times? 5:08. What's wrong with 5 o'clock or 5:10? I think it probably has to do with TV schedules.
Yeah, it has to do with the TV. They got to get a few minutes of pregame in before they start.
Gotcha. So that's the deal with this. Oh, and then I'll catch you up because Nathan Miller, our production engineer, who's normally here, but he's been gone a lot these days. That's why David's been in so much, because Nathan's favorite sport, of course, is baseball, and he's really into that. And, you know, he's the Miller Lite Bigfoot guy for the Mariners, and so on Sunday home games he's down at the stadium being Bigfoot. But as you know, for his birthday he winged off again to the Philippines, so he is still on his birthday trip to the Philippines with his girlfriend. And I feel fortunate in that I'm one of the ones that gets included. I've been in touch with him regularly since he's been there. He sends photos. This year, 2 years ago, he would just send me photos and all of that. But this year he was smart and set up a photo album. So, he can just post the photos once for all of those that he's communicating with. But he's having a great time, and the one big thing about all the pictures is that I think Nathan remains the tallest person that exists in the Philippines right now.
Yeah, that's
okay?
True.
Because every picture, the people are all one height, and then Nathan's in the middle and is a foot and a half taller than everybody. Yeah. Fia, his lady friend, comes up to his armpit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's just the most just the cutest thing about these pictures is that Nathan just towers above everybody, but he's apparently having a fabulous time. They're really into food down there. I've never gotten so many pictures of food. Had the biggest birthday feast. He says he ate more than on Thanksgiving, and David, you would appreciate it. And if I could have figured out how to do it, I would show you guys so I could put it up on Zoom. But his girlfriend, Fia, had the birthday cake. I don't know. It's got to be one of the best birthday cakes I've ever seen. A big, big round cake that was all decorated Mariners. You know.
Wow.
And with a big Mariners logo on the side of the cake. And then the cake, the icing itself was white, but then the green and blue Mariners colors and the Mariners logo on it. Oh, it's just the most outstanding cake I've ever seen. It was too good to eat. I mean, I thought it was too, you know, it should be preserved forever, but I'm sure that they ate it. Anyway, I'm sorry I can't share with all of you on Radio Land and also with Natasha and David, because it really was it's a great cake.
Did you mentioned last week one picture in particular. Did you ever find out why there's a picture of a dentist office?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I did have to ask him. And he said, you know, I said, what's with the dentist side? Something helping with your teeth or that sort of thing? And he sent back, read the sign. So it was Dr. Genevieve something. DVM was the sign. And I just totally spaced it. So I had to say, what? And of course, he sent that because his niece's name, his brother's daughter's name, first daughter's name is Genevieve. And he said, because it's an unusual name and there she is as a dentist, he said, I took the picture. So somehow I was supposed to get, anyway, I totally forgot that his niece's name is Genevieve.
And oh, so he didn't have any work done.
He
okay.
didn't have any dentist work done. He just thought the sign with his niece's name on it was picture worthy. So there you go. So he didn't have, his teeth are fine. And Genevieve is a dentist. So there you go. But I learned about a new kind of fruit. He and Fia were out in a big field of trees and picking stuff and had a big basket of they're red. It looked like red round balls, maybe the size of a small or you know a small apple maybe. Oh, that cake is something else. I know I just asked him what they were and I can't remember. It's a certain kind of fruit that it's a lychee, a kind of lychee. Do y'all know what lychee is? I didn't know what that was, but mm-hmm. lychee fruit. But they're red and have like little spiky things on them. And he says they're really good. They're like jelly-like consistency, soft and sweet, and are really, really popular. But so Rabutin or something like that. Anyway, so interesting, different fruit that grows there and things that they like. And anyway, so Nathan is having a fabulous, fabulous time, and he'll be back this week. So he will be with us next week, and we'll hear some more about it. But Natasha, does it feel good? How's the canoodling relationship going? Are he and Fia doing well during this trip? Mm-hmm. Can you feel that energy? Does it feel?
Oh
good?
Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah. So he's not going to come home with disappointing news for us that it's not. So it's feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then I forgot to ask you, how are you doing it? How good are you at predicting sports stuff?
Oh, I don't.
So we can't. You're not going to help us out with this, huh? On the Mariners. I thought we could get the lowdown
inside scoop from Natasha,
and we wouldn't have to sweat it, David, because she could tell us what's going to happen.
Well, I already gave my prediction. They'll split the first two games. They may get game one, but I'm not holding my breath because they're probably still tired from Friday. But they might get game two.
Yeah, I'm not. Yep. There's too much.
Did you watch? Were you watching on TV long enough or on the news and stuff to see the champagne celebration with them afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they had goggles on. You know, they were just. I mean. There was so much champagne flying, but they could still be on an emotional charge from winning on Friday. So we'll have to see. But okay, so David, you predict a split. Well,
yes.
We'll go with I'm happy with that.
A split would definitely be helpful.
Yeah. All right. Looking at the time here, we haven't officially started the show yet, but phone lines are always open. We're going to go ahead and take care of advertisers here. Then we'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and phone lines are open. So if any of you need to chat with me or Natasha early on here, because she got stuff to do, you can pick up your phone anytime, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. But let's take care of our advertisers. Then we will come back and officially start the show. Then I got a whole list of other stuff we got to be talking about. So we'll just be waiting for phone calls. So if you want to get line, pick up your phone, and Animal World continues straight ahead. Natasha Venter is here, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and the great news is that his new website is up and running, and it's great and easy to navigate, and so you can communicate with him again through his website. It's healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. He continues to do a free telephone evaluation if you'd like to chat with him about you or your animal friends. And all you got to do is go to the website healingministryforanimals.com and click on contact link and let him know you'd like to chat. He'll set up a phone call with you. And it's absolutely join his membership group. It just costs $10 for a lifetime, and then you get to join the free Zoom classes and all of that and get his great newsletter once a month. We'll be going over that next week. And remember that Dr. Nils and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be with us next Sunday here and taking your phone calls, getting us all tuned up. So remember, mark your calendars and be sure to call in for your free remote treatments. And if you do anything wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And you can just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. Let's see. Well, only took me a half hour to get to starting the show this week. That's not bad. Anyway, if you haven't been around when we start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of Saint Francis prayers, one for us human animals and one for our animal friends. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that have been contributed by some members of our Animal World family. And they are chosen because of their wonderful life-altering potential. So you're welcome to join me with saying the prayers and also the affirmations. But you can also opt out if you choose to. And I'm going to do both of the prayers and then do the affirmations. Here we go. I start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty, now we get to our pile of affirmations here. All of them are very powerful. I say each one of them three times. You can do that along with me and use them during the week, as I know many of you do, or you can opt out, up to you. All righty. Here we go with, and this first one was a spiritual assignment to me more than a decade ago, which was say this three times a day for a week. See what happens. I'm still doing it. I do it. I start my day with this affirmation, and it is life altering. So here we go. Three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Affirmation number two comes from our guest to be here next week, Linda Rasmussen. And if you've listened on to our healing show, that if Linda works with one of you human animals, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from. And so many of you were using it and telling me it's changing your life. I started using it. Makes a difference for me. So we include it here. And when during the affirmation, when I say abundant, in the affirmation, imagine the type of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. All right, here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All right. Now, this third affirmation comes from my spiritual family again, Ananda, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation that I use, try to keep in the right energy to go out in the world. And I do this for my animals, this one for my animals as well. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Woohoo. All righty. And now Natasha's contribution. This is the affirmation that I use for me and my animals, try to keep us in balance with all this crazy energy going on right now. You know, here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Oof. All right. And then our last longer affirmation here is again from the Ananda, Ananda Worldwide. This is the Warrior of Light affirmation, and boy, do we need this. Let's just send God's light all over the country, all over the world. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty then, now to conclude this whole ritual and to seat it in our body and our day for the week. This is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So cross your hands over your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Alrighty then. We are all spiritualized up. So, see how long it takes us to mess with that. Anyway, it always feels pretty good. And I think, okay, we're done. So just feel the good energy for a moment. But all right, so let's start where we usually do. I'm looking out the window again, and it's a little bit lighter out there, but it's still a gray sky. And now it looks like it may have stopped raining here, or it's very, very light. David, what are we looking at for the weather?
Oh, it's still a little dreary. In fact, let me, took myself off the video here. I meant to click on that camera so you can see out the window.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, that's about what I've got. I don't know. My sky might be a little darker than what you've got down there. And you're dark up in the Skagit Valley, too, mm-hmm. huh, Natasha?
We're still dark, and it's raining. So,
yeah, I'm not seeing any dripping right now outside my window. But I may have said that last week and then realized that it was drizzling the whole time. I just didn't see it. But it looks I could look at the puddle. I'll look at the puddles. Yeah, I think the rain has stopped here, at least for the time being. But I think we've got just more of this all day, don't we? Don't we, David?
Yeah, I pretty much said it's supposed to be throughout our entire Sunday. We're only supposed to be getting into, the upper 50s for the day.
But I think then, isn't it supposed to get, the sun's supposed to come back tomorrow? I think the rest of the week is supposed to be pretty nice. Mostly sunny
starting tomorrow.
Temperatures are getting lower. Yeah.
Yeah, starting tomorrow will be partly sunny. And then, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, so at least the sun will be back for the first part of the week.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yep. So we'll have some sun and getting caught up. I know for me, it's leaves blowing, leaf blowing mostly. And I've got leaves all over the place. And, The trees are just beginning. I mean, they've been dropping leaves for a long time, but you look up and it's like, oh, there's still a whole lot more to come. So I'm looking forward to the dry stretches in between so I can blow leaves when they're dry instead of wet. It's much easier when they're dry.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. But so at least we've got a sunshine coming for a few days. And then next thing we need to check in with... Natasha is all the astrological stuff. Okay, with that reaction and that I'm looking at the clock. So I'm thinking, sounds like she might be talking for a little bit about, because I don't know, feels like there's a lot going on. Anyway, let's stay on schedule. We'll take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then when we come back, we'll find out from Natasha what the heck is going on astrologically. And I think there's a lot. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Natasha Venter is here. We'll talk astrology next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Thank you.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're still in the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, or personal readings, or find out what's going on, what do you have questions about with Natasha Venter. She is here, and phone lines are open, and if you'd like to join us, have questions for either one of us, or want to know something from Natasha or get a personal reading, just pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and that's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and man, the best cat vitamins, NuPro Nuggets. Still my Miss Sophie. Boy, the first food just isn't right. She just starts screaming at me. She won't eat it unless I put her NuPro Nuggets on her food. So they are really great. And the dog supplements, a powder you put on the food. It makes a great gravy. So for picky eaters, it helps them eat better. But it also is great for skin and coat. Comes in a hip and joint formula. And the really miraculous thing about the NuPro dog supplement is if you have a shedding breed of dog, it helps the hair stay on the dog rather than on your floor. It makes a huge, huge difference. And I know, because I have golden retrievers, and if you aren't giving your golden retriever NuPro, you can carpet the planet with golden retriever hair. So NuPro is for those kinds of shedding dogs is really a must. You can check out all of their supplements at NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. You can purchase there. You can find many in your local pet store, or Amazon has everything as well. So NuProSupplements.com. Remember, our sound, a premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton, is available. The Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline, so easy access and lots of great parking. And she's got time for new clients. And, oh, what a blessing to be there and in the healing room with the sound of the gongs and the chimes and the acutonic forks. Incredible healing experience. And she can work with you in person, which is what I highly recommend, but she can also work with you remotely. But check her out. It's whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, remember that I am also an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes, help them understand their dogs and get problems solved really fast. And I always do a free telephone evaluation. So I would love it if you would write down my phone number and give it to anybody you know that's got dogs. As I'm sure many of you know, stuff is just getting more and more expensive. About fell over when I went, did my Costco run on Friday. I swear I go into Costco now, and it costs me $100 to $150 more a visit than it used to. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. Crazy. Want to let you know that I could really use your help and your referrals, because I know there's a lot of folks out there that have problems with their dogs, and if they need help, I know I charge less than pretty much everyone else out there, and I usually only have to see you once. And I think part of the problem is a lot of people just don't think that I can solve problems that quickly. Well, it isn't me, you know, it's spirit that comes through, and I'm not the doer, but we get the job done, and it's amazing the miracles I see in sessions and how quickly we can turn things around. But I always do that free phone evaluation, so I'd love you to take my phone number down, tell anybody you know that's got problems, call me. If I'm not the best one to help them, I'll probably know who is. And the number to hand out is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We're all caught up. So, Natasha.
Well, and I want to add, because I don't think that the language is very well put for you in what you do with the animals.
Oh.
That I really get a sense that when you walk into the room, you sense the energy of the house, you sense the energy of the dog, and you sense the energy of the humans that are involved. And so then you take a quick snapshot of a lot of that knowings with, and you do it with, you know, the, how can we turn this into a betterness, you know? And I think that, you know, when you come in and help an animal, it's not that you want to change their way of negotiating life. You actually want to come in and say, how can we help this family do better together?
Yeah. And I specialize in customizing programs. You
exactly.
know, I mean, if you talked to me 50 years ago, I'd have told you my way or the highway. There's only one right way to do this, and you got to do it this way. Well, Divine Mother had a lot of lessons in store for me and still does. And the bottom line is there isn't just one right way to do things when you're talking about working with dogs and changing their behavior, teaching what they need to know and all of that. So I've had to learn to be flexible and not have absolutes.
Observing.
What works
for
one person or one situation doesn't work for everybody, you know, it might not work for the next. And so I have to tweak and adjust. So I'm constantly telling my clients, if I'm telling you something and we're setting something, if you don't like it, it doesn't feel good to you, you don't want to do it, you got to speak up, let me know, because chances are there are other ways to address it. And that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And we create, and I've got a great example of that when we, at some point in the show, you remember everybody, Natasha, I know you know about it because we've talked about her, but it's been a while. Remember Lucky, the Wheaton Terrier that was the rescue?
Oh, yes.
Outside, couldn't get her in.
Yes.
Well.
Oh.
talk about an individual situation. I'm just going to tease you all with it now because if I catch you up with what's going on, it'll take a little while, and we're going to talk about astrology here if we get around.
We'll do it at the new hour. Let's.
Yeah. Well, but yeah. Anyway, I'll tell you about Lucky and what's going on so that we can cover the astrology bases, you know, before we move on. But I've got some really good news about Lucky. But man, what a story that has been. But just to follow up with Natasha, you know, I customize the programs for the dogs and the people that I work with. And I'm often creating on the spot, Natasha, like you said. And I'm amazed sometimes at what comes through. And the reason that this is all right in my mind is because I saw Lucky's owners yesterday and had another opportunity to, on the spot, create a new program of things of what we need to do now. But anyway, it'll be fun to share that with you. So, but thank you, Natasha, for explaining. But because that is really kind of...
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't realize the in-depthness that you do that with. You know, that there is that grace that you bring in for the family and, you know, seeing things and doing things a little differently. And in your time, you've had time with seeing different, you know, applications,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that right now, because our animals are waking up so much, you know, we are coming into a moment. I really need to find that sentence that in the Chronicles of Narnia where the horse is having a conversation with the kids and they're saying, and the horse is saying, and the kids are asking, you know, why do you still talk? Why aren't you the one? Why didn't all the horses go and, you know, be ridden and being of service? And it was a choice that the animals made, some animals made to be still communicative and talking, like, you know, you can hear like us talking today. And then at the same time, you know, some animals went to service, went to, you know, they shut down their voice, they shut down their understandings. And, you know, I'm really getting, I don't know why that sentence in this part of that book of the Chronicles, and I don't know if it's the...
Yeah, I haven't read it, so I don't know.
Oh, I've read them like 3 or 4 times. and my mother of heart read them, so she would be able... She would know the sentence I'm talking about, but she's passed now. But it's that moment where our animals are really waking up. They're really coming into their voice again, like a lot of us humans. And so with that... Our animals, they're going to be looking at us. And it's like, this doesn't work for me anymore. I mean, even my dog is like, I'm having to find a new way of communicating with her, you know, because she's doing things different now. You know, she's actually finding another voice. And it's almost like when kids start learning to talk, they start learning, oh, this word means this, this, you know, language means that. And so there's these understandings that are coming forward on our planet. And if you're not in alignment with your animal, that's when disharmony comes in and discombobulation comes in. And that's where you're not hearing me. And then that's when the attitudes start coming in because they're not being heard. And I think that that's where your services can help out with a lot of that negotiation because of your intuitional knowings and your understandings of how the universe works.
Yeah, and it is real important, you know, because I teach people, you know, how it all works for dogs, you know, because until you know how the dog is coded and what works for them, we tend to treat them just like humans, and they're not coded the same way. So it's different. But when you know how to communicate with them and what's important for them, it makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing is during a session, I can usually do enough work with the dog that I can to get the dog tuned into me. And so it's like the first time they've been with a human, they understand.
Mm-hmm.
and they know what, and but then see, I have to take the power though, because see, in the dog world, life's not fair. It's not fair in our world either, but the dog world, life is not fair. Mm-hmm. It's all based on a pecking order system. You're the leader of the pack and a pecking order underneath that leader. And in order for dogs to be secure and comfortable in our world, if they're living with humans, they have to have strong leadership and direction because that's what makes them feel safe. Mm-hmm. And that's what helps them relax. And so I have to come in, take the power, then start communicating. And then it's like, once I get through and I get that connection, it's like, oh, they change. And mm-hmm. and people tell me all the time, it's just been a different dog since the day you were here. Mm-hmm. Different puppy since the day you were here. They turn around and realize, oh, this means something. And of course, by the time we're done, they got their little thumbs out. And can I come home with Aunt Martha? It's like the first time they've been with a human, they understand.
But, well, that understands them, because, with animals with dogs especially, you have to think of their breeding. They are wired differently, like the wired hair terriers. They are just wired different, right?
Well, and I often have to tell people, I can't wave my magic wand and turn them into a golden retriever, I can't change the breed. We have to deal with who we have. Mm-hmm. But we can make huge, huge, huge differences.
And that's one thing I think that's different with the dog world is you can shift up their, I don't want to say their DNA, but you can shift up their, like if they were in a dog mill, you can shift up that understanding. You can change, like if they're in fear, you can change their fear into security. You can change some of what they've gone through and brought it forward into more comfort and security by being the leader of the pack.
Yep. And then with the other tools that I've added in the last 20 years, and that would be like Dr. Nels Rasmussen, mm-hmm. his neuroenergetic balancing has made a huge difference in that, being able to balance the nervous system and unstick it because, the nervous system gets stuck in the fight-flight mechanism if dogs get, have emotional trauma and that sort of thing or bad experience. And his work has given me, has made a huge difference in terms of being able to actually address problems that we never could before or and have solid resolutions and have things happen quicker. So, with all of the latest tools in my toolbox, we just make more and more progress and are more and more successful. So it's really great. But thanks for that explanation because that I really do, feel everything and bring it all back into the best mm-hmm. balance that I can. And David knows. I spent that day with David and his family. And
I know,
Daisy,
the whole time we were talking, he's shaking his head. Yes, yes.
I have
with Daisy
it.
The Basset Hound and getting her ready to go to college with David's daughter. But it all worked out, I think.
Yeah, it worked out good. And now basically we make Daisy feel like she has two homes now.
Yep. So she can stay with mom and dad at home, or she can go with your daughter to college. That's really great. Anyway, I'm looking at the clock, and of course, you guys, we've talked our way through an hour already. We need to get ready to fire up the love train here. Because that's the one contribution we can add here. So let's see. Well, we'll get ready for the love train, and then we'll start the next hour. How about we start the next hour, Natasha? You can fill us in on astrology and all that stuff we need to be aware of. Then we'll cover the other things on the list. But we'd love to hear from you. If you got questions for either one of us or just want to talk about animals, 425-373-5527 is the phone number, and we would love to hear from you. But right now, we are going to get ready for the love train, and remember, you don't get to opt out. Okay, this is to get a little exercise in, get our juices flowing, and then when we're dancing to the love train, there are opportunities during the song to send energy. And remember, God's love and light, strongest energies on the planet. It is so needed. We need it all over the country. We need it all over the world. Let's send that love and light everywhere. And I always, because remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with us. I'll come through and cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Remember, Natasha Venter's here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.